This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm excited about our show today, Travis. I'm here with the man himself, Travis Chance. Travis, how have you been? It sounds like you've been busy.
Tony, isn't it funny how, you know, we get so geared up for Christmas, and whenever, you know, when you were a kid, I mean, think about this. When you were a kid, you were excited, you know, it's like, and you always wondered, like, why are mom and dad so tired? Like, you know, why are they not as excited as I am? Yeah. Wow. So yeah, having three kids and having our schedule and trying to make sure everyone has all the things for Christmas and staying up late and wrapping gifts and Christmas decorations. Now I know why. I have finally figured it out. And holy cow. I would love to go back to about 10 years old and wake up and it's just all done, but Christmas does not just happen, I can assure you.
And no,
but,
it doesn't.
But it's fun.
And
it's fun.
And Travis, you know who you're reminding me of right now? Listen to this, Clark Griswold.
Hallelujah! Where's the Tylenol?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love that line. All right. Well, speaking of that, we're going to talk Christmas movies, right? And that is my favorite. By far.
That's my number one also. I figured that was going to be because, folks, Tony and I, and if you've listened to the show for a while, you know this, movies, music, Christmas, Thanksgiving, holidays, we always like to share our favorites. Hopefully you're going to find some on this list or some on our list that you have either not seen or maybe you're going to go back and go, you know what? I'm glad they mentioned that because we haven't seen them in a while. I asked Tony last time for when we did our Thanksgiving show to come up with a list because we did our Thanksgiving, you know, obviously all the greats, but now it is time for our Christmas. This is the part of the show where he and I are going to talk about our favorite Christmas movies, and I've got my top 10, and I know, Tony, you got your top 10, but Christmas Vacation is also on my list as number one.
Yep, that's always number one on my list. Has been since it came out. I see it multiple times every year. I know every line. It's a great movie. I mean, it just doesn't get any better or funnier, in my opinion.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Can I fill up your eggnog, drive you out in the middle of nowhere, and leave you for dead?
Leave you for dead?
No, thanks. I'm good, Clark.
Oh, Lord. Number two, Christmas Story.
Yep. That is number three on my list.
You're going to shoot your eye out.
You're going to shoot an eye out with that thing.
Fragile. It must be French.
Oh, that's number three on my list.
How funny is that movie, A Christmas Story? Folks, if you've not seen A Christmas Story, it's Peter Billingsley, Darren McGavin. He was in a lot of great movies. Peter Billingsley, I don't know of a lot of movies he was in other than that, but after that one, I mean, why do you really need another one? But just Ralphie and Randy, his brother, the whole scene whenever his mother's like, my mother hasn't had a hot meal since what was it, like 1945 or something? It was crazy. But that's one of my favorite movies. Also, a newer movie, but moved its way up the list, is Elf.
Yep. Our top three are the same. I just switched two and three. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Elf. I mean, my goodness. Will Ferrell, some people may not like him, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he gets a whole lot funnier. But in my opinion, my favorite character of the movie was James Caan. James Caan's one of my favorite actors all time. Hands down, right? Starting with The Godfather, going forward, great movie.
I like Peter Dinklage as the writer.
There you go. There you go.
He said, call me Elf one more time. You're an angry little elf.
Number four, The Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with... what's his name?
With Tim Allen.
Tim Allen. I was thinking of the one with... Vince Vaughn, but the Santa Claus
that's Fred Claus. Yeah. Fred Claus is an honorable mention. That's not on my right. list. We could be here all day with these. I'll give you my next three, and then you can give me your three, and then we're gonna get into the show. But Scrooge.
Yep, that's on mine.
Trading Places. And the last, but certainly not least, you can't have Christmas without watching Home Alone. My kids have finally got into Home Alone, and so I'm going to put that up there. Honorable mentions, you got Die Hard. I mean, obviously the old favorites, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Christmas Carol, all those. But yeah, certainly some of my favorites as well. Hopefully these are some of your favorites for your listeners. And if you haven't seen them in a while, go watch them. Tony, give me your next three, and then we're gonna jump in the show.
I'll just roll it down. Mine are Christmas Vacation, Elf, and A Christmas Story, and then Scrooged, and then It's a Wonderful Life. The Santa Claus is on mine as well. And then Die Hard.
Hey, and last honorable mention, The Family Man. Have you seen The Family Man with Nicolas Cage?
Yes, what a great movie.
That is also another great one.
I always forget that's a Christmas movie, though, but you're right.
Polar Express and How the Grinch Stole. Yeah.
Christmas and Polar Express are on mine too. So
yeah, we watch a lot of Christmas movies around the Chance household.
Well, we do too.
But Tony, you know, one of the things, and we going back to one of our favorites, Scrooged. Obviously, whether you like the Christmas Carol version, you like Scrooged with Bill Murray. It's the main point, right? Sometimes we get so caught up that we really need to take an assessment and look at what we're doing. And sometimes we put things ahead of our family, our friends. And that's really something we want to change. And we all want to strive to do better.
Yeah. Good
point. Things in life, they happen, they come up, and we put things like you and I were talking about, some of our goals for us as a business. You know, we just, it sounds like an excuse, but you just run out of time, or you feel like you run out of time. So today we're going to talk about the ghost of retirement past, present, and future. Because I think we can learn from where we've been, we can take an assessment of where we are, and we can change where we're going. Because, you know, the ghost of Christmas past, let's talk about it. Ghost of Christmas past, what retirements look like in the past are probably not going to be what they look like today, and certainly not what they're going to look like in the future. Case in point. You know, maybe your grandparents' generation, your aunts, your uncles, your mom, your dad, think about the time they lived in, right? Because history is history. It's there for us to learn from it. It's not there for us to whitewash over it. Things happen. It is what it is. But there was a shorter life expectancy because maybe of work conditions, maybe of, you know, just overall environment and, you know, medicine. But that also meant they had a different experience when it came to retirement because they looked at it differently. You know, a lot of companies pre, say, 1970, they actually had pensions. And a lot of people went to work if you weren't farming and you weren't in the private industry and working for yourself. Maybe you went and you worked for a company that had a pension. And that made retirement a lot more predictable because you really could depend on that three-legged stool. And Tony, do you remember what the three-legged stool was?
Well, it won't support pension. It needs more than three legs to support me, Travis. First of all,
well, you and I as well. We are vertically challenged. I'm under tall. That's a nice way of saying I'm overweight. So it was pension, Social Security, and your private savings, because pension and Social Security typically were going to provide the base of your income. And then, you know, whether it was CDs, it was savings rates, you know, these were in the 3%, 4%, 5%, and people could just put their money in CDs and put their money in assets and just kind of draw it down if they needed it. Right. I mean, it wasn't something they really depended on because of the level of protection, sure, pensions and Social Securities provided. And that provided a much lower risk to their retirement. I've told this story many times. My grandparents, that was why my grandfather went to work for the Savannah Riverside, was the name of the place, but it was Bechtel. That was the union and the contractor that he worked for, and they had a pension plan. And whenever he left his last day on the job, when he turned on his pension and Social Security, he was literally drawing 100 cents on the dollar. He didn't have a pay cut. And because of Social Security and inflation adjustment, they were able to actually live very comfortably. You know, home was paid off. They really didn't want for anything. You know, they didn't have $1 million in the bank, but they also didn't want for anything either, right? And they were able to do everything they wanted to do for us grandkids and for their kids. And it was just, it was a much less stressful situation. And I think what sometimes we long for is maybe not that specific environment, but just the goal for it to be a less stressful process. Because unfortunately, the ghost of Christmas present, when we look at it today, retirement present, if you will, it's a much different scenario. Because long gone are the days of old where there were no or where there were pensions and this guaranteed income stream. Now, very few companies, if any, have pensions. They don't have that guarantee mailbox paycheck, as we call it. A lot of the retirement income production is dominated by Social Security, 401k distributions, IRA distributions, SEP, simple, whatever your methodology was you used to save, Roth. It's really dominated by these assets that go up and down. And the problem that I think a lot of people are starting to come to grips with is, unlike the pensions where the risk was borne by the employer, now the risk is borne by the employee. And it may not be something that ever happens where someone runs out of money, but it is certainly something that we get concerned about when we see these market gyrations like we had in 2008 or 2000, the dot-com crash. We haven't had one in quite a while. We had, you know, about 25% drawdown, which ended just shy of 20% back in 22. But that's really the only bear market we've seen extended, you know, in about 15 years. So I think the risk is now we have to be the ones to make the decisions so that we can make sure we don't run out of money before we run out of breath. The genie, though, is out of the bottle for those that are planning in the present and planning for the future. And Tony, what is the genie I'm talking about? What has the Fed been trying to get a hold of ever since it let it loose back in like Aladdin from the genie coming out of the bottle and bouncing around? What have they been trying to get back in the bottle since 2020?
Well, exactly. The
inflation
has been crazy high.
So, but the problem that a lot of people are starting, and the issue a lot of people are starting to realize, is inflation, they can curtail and maybe bring down the future growth rate of inflation. But unless there is a massive correction or a financial crisis, something that causes deflation,
prices of goods aren't going to come down.
Yeah, it's very rare that you're going to see if now beef is, just call it $8 a pound, chances are it's not going back to $5 like it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. It may not go up as much, and it may be a while before you hit $9, but the chances that it's going from $8 down to $5 is slim and none.
Right. So groceries, I think, aren't coming down. That box of cereal or can of soup is not going to go back down to what it was 10 years ago.
Or, as most people have now realized with their assets, when they go up, what's also gone up and due to inflation, insurance costs, taxes. You know, these are things that we enjoy the hit and the increase to our balance sheet, but sometimes we don't see the unintended consequences where now, you know, I have clients all the time that talk about, you know, my mortgage, because it's escrow and, you know, they have a couple years left. Now, all of a sudden, it's gone up $300-$400 a month. Well, why is that? It's because your home values increase maybe $100,000, $200,000. Well, guess what? The insurance company is going to charge you more premium to insure that. And, oh, by the way, the county is going to increase your taxes. BOE, Board of Education, they're going to start taking their pound of flesh because they're going to be like, oh, it's worth more. So, therefore, taxes go up. So, all of these things, I think, are really starting to cause some concern in the current environment, the present. And if we didn't have enough to plan for already, Tony, we are starting to live longer, right? Yep. I know, you know, that we have some health concerns in the country, don't get me wrong, but we are starting to live longer and longer lives.
Yeah, the good news, Travis, is that we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer. Exactly.
So when you compound all these things, it really makes us worry and wonder about the ghost of Christmas future, right? Where are we going? And one of the things that we recommend, and that, you know, if you're where you are, you can't go back, right? We can't worry about what happened in the past because this is the present and we're worried about the future, right? We're concerned that this is, how are we going to address this going forward? And with the fact that now we are tasked with an environment where, you know, there probably are not going to be hardly any pensions going forward. A lot of companies are doing away or freezing their pensions. One of the largest employers in our area has frozen and eliminated its pension. It's not coming back. Now, people are also figuring out, because of COVID, they want to retire earlier in some cases. So maybe your window of saving is a shorter runway. Inflation is definitely something you have to now reassess what your income needs are. I mean, it could really be a daunting task. And you compound that with the fact that taxes could be higher due to deficits and life expectancy. If it gets, you know, any more extended, long-term care for a lot of people is almost going to be a certainty. So let me give you a gift and let me tell you how you plan for this. You have to plan by sitting down and actually figuring out where you are, not where you were, but where you are and where you're going. The first thing you need to do, folks, is you need to plan the base income and learn from your predecessors. Learn from your grandparents. The reason that we are now, and the laundry list of the present and future issues is getting longer by the day. But if you remember, my list of concerns for Christmas past was not that long. And why was that? It's because their income needs were met. Tony, a lot of times we get so caught up, like we talk about, we get so caught up in we miss the forest for the trees. Yep. We look at our 401k statement and we go, you know, hey, I've got $1 million, or I've got 2 million or 3 million bucks. Well, that's great. But how are you going to cash flow that? How are you going to turn that into actual spending dollars that you can use
to supplement your retirement? And that's why you have a job, Travis, as a financial advisor.
That's what you're supposed to do as a financial planner is figure out, okay, this is what you have. What can we do differently? So the first thing, Tony, what does everyone need to do? They need to plan for their base of income, right? This is a stocking stuffer that's easy for everybody. If you're spending $5,000 a month, $6,000, $10,000, whatever the number is, that's your number. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you only need 70, 80%. I don't believe that.
Because you want to take a pay cut in retirement?
Right. You're not retiring, so you can literally go from, you know, I used to be able to travel. Now I've just got to sit home and instead of going to Hawaii, I'm just going to watch Elvis from Hawaii. That's not really the same thing.
No, it's really not the same thing.
Or Aloha from Hawaii. Yeah. You know, you're not going to sit home and watch Blue Hawaii with Elvis, yeah. Right? You want to go and enjoy yourselves. And that's really what I think most people want to make a lateral move at worst, and at best maybe improve their situation. But the only way to do that is really to figure out how much risk do you want to take, and how much are you prepared to take, and what does your income need look like? Because Social Security, like we talked about, it's only going to get us so far. And when you say, okay, our deficit is, let's say Social Security is producing $3,000 a month, okay, $5,000 is my number. Well, will your portfolio produce at least $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year? That's and find out if that's net or gross. If let's say it's gross. Well, even if it's a, let's say a 2008 or dot-com crash, is your portfolio going to be able to safely produce that cash flow and income stream even through these really bad times without taking such a hit that it actually increases and ensures the chance you run out of money before you run out of breath? If the answer is no, then we have to give ourselves another gift. We have to start thinking about, okay, what are some things we can do to create cash flow? That's where you need the planning. You need to actually see it in full, in living color, and figure out, is this really what we need to do? Because I read an article, Tony, from MarketWatch, you know, and actually Brett Ahrens, great writer, I'm going to give him credit. One of his questions was, you know, people have started to ask, you know, I want a retirement income solution with 100% chance of success. Well, the reason he poses that question is a lot of times we are willing and we want to go down a path until someone says, okay, but if you do that, these are the risks. And it's like, oh, well, I don't want to take those risks. Okay, well, then you have to actually pay someone else to take them for you. And that's where people begin to use things like fixed income, or maybe take it to the next step, use guaranteed income products. And these are things that you need to use sparingly, but there are tools out there that will give you that increased chance of success. I don't recommend that it's not a blanket recommendation for everybody, but it's certainly something you need to keep in mind.
Yeah, you want to be able to look at all the options on the table. That's the beauty of working with an independent advisor like yourself, Travis, is that you're not limited or say, no, you can never do that. It depends on the situation, what it calls for, right?
Right. Yeah, and I hate to, you know, I know it sounds bad, but you have to have someone that's agnostic. They don't care which path you choose. You just need to be able to map out, if you take option A, option B, option C, this is where you're probably going to end up. Let the math dictate where you go, because unfortunately, a lot of times, and actually I had a client tell me this, they said, we were just thrilled when we found you, because we tended to make decisions with our heart and not with our brain. And that's our job, is to help them be able to make the heart and the brain communicate effectively, know that they're getting all their wants, but actually use logic to create the plan. Because it's so easy sometimes to get it, especially if you're out there on an island doing it yourself, which is why a lot of our clients use us. It's very easy to get kind of caught up, or, you know, unfortunately we go online. I tell my wife all the time, cause I kid her, she likes to look on WebMD, and, you know, I tell her, you know, I tell her I have a pain in my toe, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, I got rickets. You get my point. It's like we go down these rabbit holes, and it's like, you know, what are we doing? You know, where are we going? You know, okay, well, now you've got this to deal with. Oh my goodness, did you think about this? I read this article. Not everything is going to put you in a better position unless you can actually turn down the noise, make sure that you're understanding how each bit of information applies to you and your situation. And if you can't do that, or you don't think you're willing or prepared to do that, that's why you use an advisor. That's why you use someone that can help you discern what is really something you can use to your benefit and what are things that probably don't apply to your situation. Because remember, just because it's on Google doesn't mean it applies to you, and sometimes always doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
So, yeah. But Tony, that's, if I could give anyone and everyone a gift for this Christmas and holiday season, it would be to give them the gift of peace of mind. Because this year, don't be sitting here next year this time wondering, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How am I going to get through it? That's just creating, that's robbing you of time. That's creating a sense of stress that you don't need in your life. That's why you need to fill up your stocking by actually giving us a call, letting us help you sit down and create the plan that's going to give you the gift that keeps on giving. And remember, if you're one of our clients and you're listening to our show right now, thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for being a part of our CFG family. But also click forward and click this and forward this to two or three of your best friends or of your coworkers that you know are sitting here toiling over this. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. Well, that's why you have us, and that's why maybe they need us as well. So give us a call, 877-269-0839, and let us help you create that peace of mind going forward in the new year.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And you know what? I love it. The ghosts of the past, present, and future. You went over it, and I love that. The analogy is a good one, and it was fun talking about our movies today, too, Travis.
Tony, I think you and I were a long way from Siskel and Ebert, but I feel like they were some pretty solid choices.
They were. Siskel and Ebert. I know which is which, too, the comparison. That's for sure. Well, Travis, great show today. A lot of meat there for people to latch on to. And I'm sure our listeners, they need a plan to take that lump sum that they're going to retire with and turn it into an income that they know will last and that will, without making costly mistakes and losing too much of their savings. So how can they do that? How can they get a hold of you to make that happen?
Absolutely, Tony. And they need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Follow us on Facebook or look for one of our, on our website, look for one of our courses coming to you in the spring of next year, and start next year on the right foot.
All right. Well, that sounds great, Travis, and I hope everybody out there has a great holiday season. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.